Hello and welcome to this week's Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in the programme, I'll be finding out more about the courses, supports and grants available through the local enterprise office and hearing from its head of enterprise, Brenda Hegarty. But before that, I have an update on a topic that will be of interest or potential interest to thousands of people in Donegal. Do you live here in the county, but have you previously worked in Northern Ireland or in Britain? Well, do listen to this. Not only may you be eligible for a pension from the UK, but you may even be able to add more contributions to it and get the British taxpayer to add to your pot and give you a considerably bigger UK pension when you retire. Well, to get an update, I've been speaking with John Ring, Operations Director with Extra Pension, which specialises in dealing with these pension cases. John, many thanks for coming on the programme once again. We spoke to you last year. There was great reaction. And maybe we'll just, start off by asking you to maybe outline it in a nutshell, the situation that pertains to people in Donegal and indeed all over Ireland, many of whom worked in the UK, are eligible for a UK pension if they've been there for a number of years. And the good news is that they could in fact be eligible for a lot more than they may have first thought. So lots been happening. You specialise in this area for people. I'll start by asking you to just summarise what the situation is.
Yeah, hi Chris, thanks for having me on. So I'm John Ring from Operations Director here at ExtraPension.com based in Galway. So we're specialists in the UK state pension. So this opportunity essentially is for anybody who has worked at least 1 year in the UK at any time in the past, in the 70s, 80s or 90s, all the way up until recently. And the opportunity is to buy your way cheaply to a UK state pension that is typically worth about €14,000 annually. And that's going up now in April to about €14,500 annually. So it goes up every year in line with inflation. But that's based on you having 35 years, a full state pension is based on you having 35 years of national insurance contributions in the UK. So the equivalent of our PRSI here. Now, you know, if you were over there in the UK for a year or two, you might have paid the national insurance for a year or two. You came back here, you got on with your life, and you forgot about it ever since. So there was a deadline last in April, and that allowed people to easily buy their way to get up to an additional 18 years. So you could cheaply buy an additional 18 years. To add to whatever time you have spent in the UK. And that bigger opportunity ended last April. And now the opportunity has become slightly smaller, but you can still get to the same end results depending on your age. So as things stand, you can still apply to top up or buy your way essentially to a UK state pension. The deadline is the 5th of April coming. And you're able to buy up to 6 past years. And the year typically costs about €200 per year for the past 6 years. And from April onwards, to buy a future year, you're looking at paying about €1,000 per year to buy as many years as you want to into the future. And you buy those years annually. And if, for example, you were not able to afford €1,000 per year, that's okay. You could buy a year every second or third year so as to keep the cost down. So there's numerous ways to play around with this. And the main thing essentially is that if you do not apply before this April, the cheap rate is going completely. And more importantly, if you have less than 10 years of living or working in the UK, you will not ever be able to do this again. So this is the very last chance for anyone who has between 1 and 10 years of work in the UK. So you really need to take advantage of this very short window now before April in order to get yourself a UK state pension, which has no impact on your Irish state pension.
Now, John, there are many people listening to this programme in Donegal who maybe did work in the UK. They might have heard about this. They mightn't have availed about it. I don't like using the term free money, but this is a golden opportunity for people to get back an awful lot more than what they put in.
Absolutely. So the maths on this are really crazy, and I don't want to bore people with maths, but essentially, you know, if you were to go and get a private pension, essentially, and even if it was, you know, even if you were taking a lot of risk with a private pension, you could pay in one euro, and over a 20-year retirement, you might get 5 euros back if things worked out well. And that's if you were taking serious risk with your money, essentially, in a private pension. This thing, at the cheap rate, you get 40 euros back for every one that you pay in. And at the more expensive standard rate of 1,000 euros, you get 8 euros back for every one that you pay in over 20-year retirement, and that's fully guaranteed. So compared to a private pension, for example, which is not guaranteed, even if you're taking a lot of risk in a private pension, it's still just nuts in terms of the return that you typically get.
Sometimes people can be put off from applying for things. There might be a lot of red tape. They may even have gone and Googled it, looked up and looked at the customs and revenue and there is an app there and all sorts of things. And this is where you come in and your company as well. The actual process, and if it's simplified, you know, that shouldn't put people off, because this is, as I say, an opportunity not to be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do this on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're not eligible for this for whatever reason, then it doesn't end up costing you a penny, essentially. So we want to help as many people as we can to take advantage of this. When we started off 2+ years ago, there was a lot of coverage to say that you needed to be 3 years in the UK. And that's actually wrong, and that put off, I think, thousands of people. You really only need 1 year of working on the book in the North or the UK. And assuming that that's the case, you're able to do this. But you need to do it this side of April, as I said, especially if you have less than the 10 years, but you're not able to apply to do it at all after April.
So on that point, because there's many people here in Donegal who may have worked just across the border for that short period of time. So even if you were on the books just over a year, Certainly listen, this is something you should be looking into.
Totally. It's an extremely cheap way to take care of your retirement, essentially, in the future. And retirement age in the UK is typically around 67. It depends on your age, but it varies between 65 and 67, depending on your age. But for most people in their 40s or their 50s, it would typically be 67, and in fact, even up to 68 as well for people in their 30s or early 40s. So, but again, it's a way of doubling your state pension entitlement, assuming that you're getting one here in the Republic, you know?
And what about somebody who may have worked in the North or in Britain, doesn't have that paper trail at hand as such? They'll need to get a national insurance number, some sort of record that showed that they worked. How do they go about that?
Yeah, very simple. Go into the Jobs and Benefits Office in Derry, Asylum Road in Derry, and just ask them for your old national insurance number. And they typically have records going back to about the mid-70s. So there's a good chance that they're going to have your national insurance record on file there. And that's really all that you need in terms of information. We'll ask you as part of our process to get a document from the Department of Social Protection in Bunfranagh, which verifies your work here in Ireland. And that's a very easy, quick, kind of 2-minute phone call to get that here. And once you've got that, then that's it. Then you're away in a hack, as it were, you know. One thing to note as well, that lots of people who have gone through this process themselves because they didn't want to pay us, or they thought, oh, this is very straightforward, and so on. And we come across a lot of people who were given the wrong answer by HMRC, insofar as that they were told, no, you've less than 3 years, so you're not eligible, or they were given the more expensive rate. And we have an enormous amount of clients who were rejected or were given the more expensive rate for the past years. And there is a big opportunity for those people right now, even if they were previously rejected or even if they've paid the more expensive Class 3 rate of about $1,000 a year. And that applies if they've done this within the last 6 years. So if they've done, you know, if they've been rejected or they've been given and have paid the more expensive rate over the last 6 years, if they were rejected, there's a good chance we can appeal that. And if they pay the more expensive rate, we can look to get them a refund, and we do that again on a no-win, no-fee basis. And the reason we've offered this is because the amount of errors that we see and have seen from the civil servants working in revenue in the UK is just incredible. So that's just a thing to be aware of, because we've come across a lot of cases where people paid out 30-odd thousand for maybe a couple to buy, 15 to 16 past years at the expensive rate, and actually they could have got the same thing for about 6,000. So instead of paying the 30, they could have paid 6. And now they're essentially due a refund of 24,000 euros. So again, probably not too many of those out there, but just to be aware of that.
I'm speaking with John Ring, Operations Director with Extra Pension, and we are talking about how people can maximise their UK state pension entitlements. And John, there's a lot of people who are hoping to get good news down the road, but there's quite a backlog there. So it's quite a drawn out process, and it could take some months, indeed years, before people know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. So because of the surge, I am on the run up to April of 25. We're starting to see those responses come in now in bulk. So I think we got about 500 responses there in the last, just between Friday and to today, I think it was. So obviously we're getting back in touch with clients to give them the good news there, as it were. But the process is typically taken 11 plus months in most cases. And then if we have to appeal anything, you're looking to get a response possibly another 12 to 15 months after that again. So it's a really slow process, you know? But that's just a thing just to be aware of.
Now in the UK, obviously there's budgetary pressures there and things like this coming under a little bit of scrutiny. So the last budget, which was brought in by Rachel Reeves, were there changes that have affected this and how people here will be entitled to these future UK state pensions?
Yeah, exactly. I think unfortunately that we might have upset poor Rachel, because I don't think she's too happy that we've managed to help over 10,000 people in 50 plus countries to take advantage of this. So I don't think she's very thrilled with us, because we've been trying to tell everybody globally about this opportunity. So but effectively she's closing the cheap rate from April. And if you don't have 10 years of living or working in the UK after April, you're not going to be able to do this at all. So essentially, she's making it more in line with the rules here in Ireland in terms of paying voluntary PRFI contributions here in Ireland, where you need to have 10 years on your PRFI record here in order to be eligible to pay voluntary contributions. So she's standardizing what essentially has been a loophole for the last 25 years, basically.
And just, John, maybe you can explain to us, without getting too technical, but the contributions that people will have to make towards this pension, there's a Class 2 or a Class 3. So what exactly is the difference between them? Because cost-wise, first of all, there is quite a difference.
Yeah, so the Class 2 is the cheap rate, which most people working outside of the UK have been able to get. And again, if you have not yet applied, but if you apply before April, you should be able to get the cheaper Class 2 rate for six past years. And then the cheap rate ends in April. And then so from April onwards, you're only going to be able to buy the years into the future at the more expensive standard rate, which everybody in the UK has always paid, of about €1,000 per year. And as I said, if the cost of that is expensive for you, obviously, you know, because that's quite a lot to pay every year, you know, you don't have to buy it every year. You could buy it every second or third year. But for every year that you buy, either at the cheaper Class 2 rate or at the more expensive or standard Class 3 rate, over 20-year retirement, you're going to get €8,000 back for paying either the 200 or the 1,000 once off.
Perhaps you can give us maybe an example. If somebody worked in the UK for 3 years or 5 years, the UK pension is in euros roughly what, 14,000 a year or thereabouts?
So, yeah, approximately, yeah. It works out at about £12,000 sterling a year currently.
So what would one have to have put in to be getting back a nice monthly sum down the road when one retires?
Yeah, sure. So let's say a person who was over there for 2 years even. So let's go as simple as the 2 years, or if they were up north for 2 years working across the border. So for every year that you have on your national insurance record, it's worth €400 each and every year to you in your retirement. So someone who has two years on their national insurance record, that will be worth about €800 each and every year. So 400 times two. Okay. So if you 2 years times 400, that's worth about €800 to you annually. Now let's say that you applied now and you bought six past years. So those 6 years, again, for most people, you're looking at paying €200 times six. So that will cost you €1,200 once off. And that will get you up to 8 years on your national insurance record. Your original two plus the past six that you're buying, you'd now have 8 years. And those 8 years would essentially be worth just over €3,000 each and every year to you on your retirement. So from 8 years, so let's say someone is 50 years of age now. That means they have 17 years to go up until they reach UK state pension age. So for the next 17 years, so they could pay, essentially about €1,000 a year if they wanted to for the next 17 years. So you're looking at 17,000 if they, you know, if they chose to, but they could pay half of that if they wanted to. So the more years that you buy, the more UK pension that you're going to be entitled to at the end of the process. So your original 2 years that you worked in the north or over in the UK, plus the six past years, which will cost you about £1,200, plus the future 17 years, that gets you up to 25 years in total. So your total outlay would be about €18,000. And for that €18,000, that will get you about €10,000 annually, which over 20-year retirement is worth €200,000 to you. So if you died at 87, you'll have got €200,000 and you'll have paid in a total of about €18,000.
Well, those figures certainly are quite startling. If
that's guaranteed, of course, yeah?
Yeah, and by way of example as well, if people look at your website, just give us the details of your website, because I know there's some good infographics there and YouTube explanatory processes, and it gives people an understanding of how it all works.
Yeah, so probably the simplest thing is to go onto our website. It's Extra Pension, spelled xtrapension.com, and we have, there's an option there, so it's Am I Eligible? And you can get a free customized kind of estimate showing what it's going to cost you and what you're likely to get at the end of it as well. And that's probably the simplest way for people. And that comes through to you by email as well. And that's a very easy way to get an answer in terms of your specific circumstances as well. So, yeah.
And do we know how many people in Ireland are eligible for a UK state pension, and maybe as important, how many are eligible but have not availed of sort of being in part of the process?
I would so love to know the answer to that question myself, Chris. When we started this process there a couple of years ago, there was about 40,000 people getting an Irish state pension, and with the PR and the promotion of this, I suspect it could be up to close to 100,000, maybe. I don't know. I know that we've certainly helped kind of over 10,000 people globally. And a good chunk of those, of course, here in Ireland. But bearing in mind the amount of people who worked in the north or who worked over in England, during the bad times in the 80s and whatever else, I suspect there's probably at least 100,000 to 200,000 more people who have not yet taken advantage of this. And you don't have to be in Ireland, of course. I mean, if your friends or family kind of over abroad, like we have staff in a couple of countries over kind of abroad, particularly Australia is a massive one for us, and Canada as well, and the States. And so the same rules apply. So really, you know, if you were, you know, if you do have friends or family who are abroad, you know, pass the word on. Just get them to send us a WhatsApp. I'll give you our WhatsApp number there. It's 083-123-4000. So if they wanted to do an estimate on the website, if you know that works too, or just to send us a message on WhatsApp, and we'll get back to people. You know,
yeah, because that certainly is an important point. Many people may have emigrated, as you say, they could be all over the world, and they could be blissfully ignorant about this, not aware about it. Maybe a family member can tip them off and say, "Well, hold on, you worked here or there for a while, and this is something that you should look into."
Yeah, totally. And we talk to people on the phone, and we talk them through with it, and there's no kind of heavy sales pitch or anything. It's just to explain how the rules are, and then it's up to people if they want them to go ahead or not with it, you know, and we help them with that. And it's all pretty transparent and very, you know, you can see exactly just what you're getting. So, yeah.
And one final point, John, you know, if you're in the system and you're getting the correspondence back, this is all ring-fenced and guaranteed. A future government, if Mr. Farage comes in and decides he wants to do a bit of more nationalistic curbing of pensions, can he do that, or this is guaranteed?
It's guaranteed. Now, you know, things can change, but, you know, what's the guarantee that you're going to be getting an Irish state pension in the future? You know, there's guarantees and there's guarantees, I guess. The one thing that we have on our side is that, so kind of everyone who has done this, there's 13 million UK state pensions paid out, of which 12 go to people, 12 million go to people in the UK, and 1 million are paid to people outside the UK. Now, a huge number of those people, the majority, in fact, are to people with friends and family within the UK. So there's no citizenship requirement in relation to the UK state pension. They may potentially bring in one in the future. That is possible, I guess. But generally, those things are not backward looking. So they don't say, look, you know, if you didn't have a British passport in 2025 or 2026, then you're not getting your UK state pension. I think the legal restrictions around that, considering that people have built up a national insurance record, I don't think that even Nigel would be able to overcome that. I suspect strongly, because then you're kind of implementing this on a basis of race, essentially, as opposed to what's on the front of your passport. I just don't see that happening, even if he's the world's worst, you know, who knows?
Yep.
I just don't see that happening.
So just give us that WhatsApp number again and the website again.
Yeah, so our WhatsApp there is 083-123-4000. Our website there is extrapension.com. And just two other quick points there as well. So we have a pension keeper service for people who are doing this in relation to the UK state pension. And it's to store all your information and your notes in relation to the UK state pension and your top up. And it's kind of a reminder service just to make sure that you do it on an annual basis to keep it going. And we check to make sure that years are correctly allocated for you. And if there's changes in the UK state pension, we let you know about it and we help you claim the pension as well when that time comes. So that's 125 quid a year. But that's open to everyone, whether you've used our service in the past or not. So even if you've done this process yourself, as it were, and you're looking to keep all your information in one place that's outside the HMRC app, that's the service which is available. And then the last point as well, we're shortly launching a refund service. So this is something entirely different. There's about 250,000, mainly women, who are currently getting UK state pensions, some of whom might be in the Northwest. A lot of them are obviously in the UK and so on. And we're talking about widows, divorced women, women who are minding kids at home or caring for an adult during the 80s or 90s. If you're over 80, or even women who've passed away in the last 4 years, there's about 250,000 women who are getting a UK state pension currently, typically over the age of 70. And those women are often due a large refund because of errors in the past by the Department of Work and Pensions in the UK who pay out pensions to people. So in simple terms, if you're getting less than 180 euros per week, in a UK state pension, you should talk to us because you might be entitled to a large kind of a refund. And that's also done on a no-win, no-fee basis. So just to be aware of that, because there's been very little talk or exposure of that kind of outside the UK press. So again, widows, divorced women, if you are minding kids at home or caring for an adult at home within the UK, in the 80s or the 90s, if you're over 80, or even if your mum or your granny potentially might have passed away in the last 4 years and she was getting a UK state pension, and if she was getting less than 180 euros per week, then talk to us because she may potentially be due a large refund. The typical refunds that women get are anywhere from, again, it depends on the classification, but you're looking at anywhere from about £8,000 up to £30,000. So it can vary quite a lot.
Well, plenty to ponder there, John, and we will no doubt speak to you again, maybe before the end of the year, maybe this time next year, because it's a subject that affects many, many people, and it's going to remain, hopefully, a priority for many people getting their house in order and availing of that UK state pension. Thanks for talking to me on Business Matters.
Thank you, Chris.
Now, changing tack, I want to update you on what's happening with the local enterprise office in Donegal and what's coming up in the weeks and months ahead. Earlier in the week, I dropped into the office in Letterkenny to speak with its head of enterprise, Brenda Hegarty. Brenda, timely to look forward to the year ahead. Once again, the local enterprise office has a huge amount of courses available. There's going to be supports, there's mentoring, lots happening. So the message very much, if you have a business idea or if you already have a business and maybe you want to expand or diversify, the Leo office is a good first port of call.
Yes, thank you, Chris. So the local enterprise office is your first point of contact for anybody who's in business or thinking of starting a business in Donegal, with a wide range of supports, whether that be mentoring, training, financial supports in terms of transition into green, digital. So whatever objectives you have as a business, the local enterprise office is here to help you.
And one of the best ways to find out more, you run a number of business support clinics throughout the year. These are very popular, and give us an idea of just what they entail.
Yes, so the business support clinic is a great opportunity for people to get a feel for what the local enterprise office has to offer. So it outlines all of the supports we have, and we hold them twice a month, online and in person. And we are next in person is on the 30th of January, and you can book on our website at localenterprise.ie/Donegal, and that will give you an insight into what grants, what mentoring, what training and what supports. And it also gives you access to our business advisors, so you can book a one-to-one meeting. So you may have a particular business challenge or you might have a particular query, so you can get that opportunity of a one-to-one meeting. So they are a great early access point into the local enterprise office. We also have an online inquiry form, so if you have a particular issue or you want to schedule a meeting with one of our business advisors or to access any of our supports, localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
And just on that point, somebody may have a business idea. It could have been at the back of their mind for weeks, months, years. Often there's maybe a lack of confidence, or people mightn't feel that they could develop a business. And this is where Leo can really come in, because even if it's a case of sitting down and talking to somebody, it might point you in one direction. It could steer you maybe totally opposite to where you thought you were going, but at least you're finding out more.
Yes, so there's a number of pathways. So it's just that initial one-to-one conversation. But also then we have like your Start Your Own Business program, which is an 8-week program that runs most months. So you can book again that online. And that gives you an understanding of what it takes to start and run a business and get it registered and all of the requirements. And also just to test and validate your idea and where your customers might come from, and in terms of the financing and how that all works. We also run a number of accelerators that we have designed specifically for Donegal, which, you know, many of these happen in large urban areas, but accessibility was a challenge for some of in Donegal. So we created them and made them accessible. So we have the Women's Ambition Programme. And again, for any female who's interested in starting a business from Donegal and maybe testing out that idea, that's a wonderful 12-week program. So the next intake will probably be September, but you again can express an interest on our website or contact ourselves. And then we have the Scala, which is the wider accelerator program. Again, just test and validate new business ideas, and then have that peer-to-peer network of people like-minded who have ideas, want to sound them out, see if there is validity in those ideas, and then create a credible business proposition around that.
So in many respects, people should look at you as, I suppose, as being that helping hand from the state to get people going.
Yeah, the government have a wide range of supports, both at that startup stage, but then for people that's already in business, and whether that's in, you know, if you're in manufacturing and you need to maybe invest in new equipment or maybe hire new staff, there is grant support for manufacturing businesses, or if you're trading internationally. There is a big agenda now of green transition and digital transition. So under the green, we have a free 3-day consultancy support where a green expert or a sustainability expert will come into your business and do an audit in terms of what your area, you know, how well you're doing in terms of your carbon footprint. Is there opportunities to save energy and be more efficient, both internally and then maybe externally for customer facing, and what that action plan might look like? And then there's a follow-up green support which implements some of those recommendations. So you can get a grant of 75% of €10,000 towards implementing that change. And we would have like delis or public houses or manufacturing facilities that maybe identified investment in new refrigeration equipment, new ovens, new pieces of equipment that's much more energy efficient, so that you reduce your expenditure and be more efficient. And then in terms of digital, obviously automation and the whole digital transition, we have a similar support where you can get free consultancy to come in under our Digital for Business. They do an audit of where you are on your digital journey, and that could be at very early stage or you could be more advanced, and how you could better automate and digitalise, and then a follow-up support to implement some of those, whether it's better website, better equipment, digitalisation, new software, and again 50% support or up to 5,000. So there's a wide range of those type of supports. Then mentoring is one of our most important, and that's where you may have a particular business challenge, and that could be in HR or finance or technology, and we can align a good expert in that area, free 12 hours, up to 12 hours, free mentoring, and we give to over 350 businesses access that support last year. So again, a lot of different types of support, a lot of expertise, most of which is free and available to people in business right across the county.
So the message very much, if you have an idea, if you want to develop it, you want to bounce it off somebody, contact yourselves.
Yes, the Local Enterprise Office is the government's agency. We're embedded within the local authority, Donegal County Council, and we're here to help people in business. So please do get in touch, and we will endeavour to give you whatever support we can to get your business progressing and competitive and competing well, both at a local level, nationally and internationally. We have a particular focus now on, as well as the digitalisation and sustainability, but looking at exports, helping businesses maybe that is trading locally or nationally, maybe into Northern Ireland and going beyond, and again a wide range of supports to look at new markets and new customers outside of Ireland and what support you would need to get on your export journey, or if you're already exporting, some businesses are exporting maybe accidentally but want to formalise it, then again we have a wide range of new programmes and new supports for people that are looking at exporting. Microfinance Ireland is a financial support that's available, a loan programme for maybe businesses that are struggling with cash flow or maybe starting a new business and you don't have the funding, and the conventional lenders may be not available to you, then the Local Enterprise Office can help local businesses access Microfinance Ireland, and again that support is available through the Local Enterprise Office. So we have a wide range of supports that are available. So again, just get in touch, look on our website, come along to our business information clinic, and we will help to guide you on what is the best support and help you to access that support.
So Brenda, as you look back on last year for the Local Enterprise Office, it was a very successful year. You surpassed your targets in many areas, and I was just looking at some of the figures that have come to hand. For example, and you touched on earlier, the energy efficiency grant, well over 150% of target. That sort of, I suppose, shows that the trend in the market as well.
Yes, we're delighted that all of our targets for the Local Enterprise Office in Donegal has been exceeded, and that's testament to the Donegal business community being able to be forthcoming and willing to access the supports that are available, and then we're able to access additional funding through Enterprise Ireland and Donegal County Council to support these businesses, and energy efficiency is one of those that has had great demand. And why wouldn't it? It's a 80% support towards the energy efficiency. So it's a no-brainer for a lot of businesses.
And the number of people who took part in the Start Your Own Business course, nearly double what you had set out at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, great demand for Start Your Own Business programme. We had an initial target of 105 to do the Start Your Own Business. We just fell short of 200, so 200. So we were able to put on more courses to meet that demand. A lot of online courses, but we also do boot camps, Start Your Own Business boot camp and in person. So again, it's reflective of the demand for self-employment and starting a business in Donegal. So definitely the trend is very positive.
Do you feel people coming out of school these days and out of college, is the entrepreneurial flair getting stronger?
I think the flair is, you know, people see it as a viable career opportunity, whether when they come out of school or college, or maybe later on, you know, by choice increasingly, because they see success and they see the benefits of starting and running a business, being able to, you know, set your own agenda, but also to impact on your local economy, to create jobs, to give back to your community, because Donegal is so dependent on our business community. 99% of our businesses are SMEs, local, employing local, creating employment, and driving the local economy. And that's so important if we want to have a great place to live and work and continue a vibrant county in the future.
And age should never be a barrier. There's plenty of courses out there. Donegal ETB, particularly active in, sometimes people might go through a midlife career change, and I'm sure you see that yourselves.
Yes, we've great partners, great enterprise agencies involved in Donegal, whether that's ATU, ETB, Letterkenny Chamber, all working together so that we can drive the economy and encourage people to skill, reskill, start new businesses and grow businesses successfully from the county.
Now, I'm sure you're already doing a bit of background work for Enterprise Week, which is one of the highlights of your year. So tell us when that's on and what people can expect.
Yes, so Local Enterprise Week is coming up now on the 2nd to the 6th of March. So with our enterprise partners, we will be delivering a wide range of enterprise-themed activities across the week. It's always a great week in Donegal. It's probably the most packed and event-filled in the whole of Ireland. So each of the 31 local enterprise offices do host a local enterprise week, but Donegal has always put a big emphasis on it, and last year was no different. We had over 20 events, thousands of people attending across the week. So we're really looking forward. The planning is at an advanced stage. We're launching our brochure on the 13th of February, and then maybe we'll talk again with what's coming up and encourage your listeners to come along.
And if people want to find out more about the local enterprise office, I'm sure you'd encourage them to go to your website. You're on social media and there's newsletters, so sign up.
Yes, sign up. We do issue newsletters. The online inquiry form, if you have a particular query, is very useful. Come along to our information session, the business information session, the next one in person here in our office in Letterkenny on the 30th of January, or lift the phone and give us a call here. So we welcome any contact point and we will endeavour to do our best. We have a great team here in the enterprise office, so we're really dedicated and committed to helping our businesses to start and grow in the county.
And that was Brenda Hegarty, Head of Enterprise at the Local Enterprise Office, Donegal. By the way, the telephone number of the enterprise office is 074 916 0735. That's 074 916 0735. Well, that's it for another week. You've been listening to Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. May I wish you a healthy, happy and profitable week ahead. Until the next time, goodbye.